Thanks so much for your time and joining us here on the Saturday morning. Well, it's always great to get a chance to recap an outstanding season, and that's what we're going to do right now for the next few moments. The Zionsville Eagles had an outstanding year, and one individual made it all the way to third place in the state finals. So we're going to spend a little bit of time here with Luke Panola from Zionsville, 182-pound wrestler. And Luke, welcome to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I always like to ask the first question, which is, why the particular sport? So why wrestling for you? What got you interested in this sport?
I started pretty young in second grade. The main reason I joined because my two brothers older from me, they both wrestled through middle school and high school. So my dad got me into wrestling pretty young, and then since then I've just loved it.
And was your dad a wrestler as well in high school?
He was not, but I just don't think he was as much known where he was. Mm-hmm. But now, since my brother started wrestling, he's loved it.
And so this has just been a part of your winter.
Yeah.
And maybe more than your winter, though, right?
Yeah, definitely a lot of the year, most years.
Again, we're talking here with Luke Panola. So, Luke, coming into your junior year, did you have some things you wanted to check off as far as accomplishments for this year?
Definitely. I mean, the past 2 years, I'd just fallen a little short. I made it to semi-state, but I hadn't got a state. So that was my first goal, like making the state for the first time. And then my ultimate goal was obviously to win state, which I didn't quite get. But going to state was the first one up.
All right. Did you stay healthy throughout the whole year, the high school season?
Yeah. Luckily, I was able to stay healthy the entire season. And I didn't really have any injuries from football. So I was really blessed just to be healthy and be able to compete at my best all year.
Talk a little bit about your time on the football field. Does that prepare you for the wrestling season?
I think so. Like the previous years, we've gone a little deeper into the playoffs, and it hurt a little bit because mm-hmm. I couldn't start until a little later into the season. But this year, we got knocked out a little early, unfortunately. But I think just staying active, staying doing stuff, and also just the mental side, like you got to just always be ready to compete. I think that's helped me definitely in wrestling.
Again, we're talking here with Luke Panola on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So how do you try to keep your wrestling skills sharp even during football season?
I think a big part is, like, I try to keep wrestling right up until I can't in the summer. Mm-hmm. So, like, until we're practicing most days a week, I try to practice at least a few times a week so I can continue to stay in it. And then even in season, I try to just make sure I'm still watching wrestling, talking to my coach, just going over stuff even when I'm in the football season.
Again, we're visiting here with Luke Panola, talking Zionsville wrestling here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Outside of the state tournament, which we'll get to in just a moment, what were some highlights for you from this past year?
I think some of the biggest ones, definitely going to Al Smith tournament. That's a big tournament, and it's really fun. And it's also an overnight tournament, so just being with the team at the hotel, that was super fun. And then it was also a really good competition. I got to see the kid who ended up winning state at that tournament, so it really helped prepare me. Really good competition. I felt pretty good, and it was also just really fun with the teammates there.
Talk to me a little bit more about the team itself, because the team did exceptionally well, won the sectional, won the regional, was a semi-state champ as well, correct? I think that's correct.
I think we were towards the top, but not quite champs.
Okay, and then of course the team had some points there at state. But just coming into this year, was it your expectation that the team would do as well as what it did?
Maybe not quite as well as we did, because getting four to state was crazy. I think that's the tie for the most that Zionsville's ever had. And I was expecting to have a good team, but we were probably better than I thought. And this team was just really fun. It was probably the most fun I've ever had for a season of wrestling, just because mainly all the guys who were there were just really fun guys.
Let me go back and remind folks, the team was sectional champs. You finished second at the regional and fourth at semi-state. So I wanted to make sure and get those correct out there for the folks. So during practice and leading into the state tournament, who did you work with specifically during practices to become a better wrestler?
A lot of it was with Coach Welch, our head coach. I would practice with him a lot of days, go live with him, and he was super helpful just for my development. I also would practice with Chase Wagner, who went to state, and some of the other guys around my weight. But I think Coach Welch was the main guy who, you know, obviously coaching me, but also even getting in there and wrestling with me. So he was the main guy I worked with this past 2 weeks.
Yeah. What does Coach Welch do to make you a better wrestler?
He He does a lot. Like, obviously, like I said, he wrestles with me and focuses on, like, that physical side, but he also focuses a lot on the mental side. So, like, he's making sure we are in the right, like, headspace. We're confident. We know that we can go win that match. Like, he's always making us more confident, building us up, which I think helped me a lot this season. And obviously then getting us better physically, keeping us, I think, as one of the most conditioned teams in the state and just peaking us at the right time.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do in the Hoosier Crossroads Conference?
Good. I won it this year, which was great. I'd done very well the past 2 years of what I thought I should have done. So it felt great to finally get there and win it.
You're 182 pound. Do you feel like that is your weight?
That felt like a really good weight for me this year. I might move up next year, just depending on how big I get, and might get gain some weight for football. But that felt like the perfect weight for me this year.
Good. Again, we're talking with Luke Pinella here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, getting his thoughts on this past season of wrestling. And so let's go and begin with the state tournament. And, of course, it begins with the sectional at Frankfort. The team finished first and were sectional champs, which was fantastic. But talk about your own day. You had a good day as well.
Yeah, I felt great that day. I knew I could go win that, and it felt great just to go get it done. You know, like, enjoy it while I was there and go do what I needed to do as the first step to state. But I felt really good on what I did there.
So. All right. And so if you do well in the sectional, that means the regional round, you'll have a better placing. And so you come out, and in the regional, the team finished second at the regional, but you were a regional champion. Talk about that, because maybe the guys you saw in the sectional, you see again in the regional, don't you?
Yeah. I think I faced one or two of the same guys, and I felt good there. Again, it was just I got to do what I needed to do to get ready for semi-state. But I think both those tournaments were just good times. Get my confidence up, get going early. And obviously, like you said, the team had a good day. So it was a really fun tournament.
So you say goodbye to North Montgomery and say hello to Newcastle, because it's time to get ready for the semi-state. What's that environment like for a wrestler going to Newcastle? Because that is a big barn you're wrestling in.
Yeah, it's an intimidating tournament, honestly. I think, for me personally, it felt even more intimidating in that stadium than the state tournament did. I don't know if it's just something about that arena, but especially over the past 2 years, having pretty big disappointments for me, not making it out of there. So it was a pretty intimidating environment, but I think this year I finally was able to stay confident the entire time, believe in myself, and focus on the wrestling instead of the environment and get it done.
So, obviously, a lot of things went right. You were a semi-state champ, but what was it for you? Was it just coming out and getting that first win to kind of build your confidence and move you through the rest of the day?
I think so. I think especially that second win, because that second one qualifies you for state, and that's the one I'd been stuck on. I couldn't get past that. So that, I think, really built my confidence and just be able to continue that confidence through the rest of the tournament. Because I knew going in, goals to go win it, not just to qualify.
Sure.
But those first two wins definitely helped me just feel good, feel ready to go for the next two.
And tell me about the match for the championship. What was that like?
It was an interesting match, actually, because I'd faced that guy twice already that year. So he knew what I was going to do. I knew what he was doing. So it was a pretty tough match, because we were both knew what we were doing. So it was going to be pretty low scoring. I knew that. I knew he had really good defense. So I just had to stay calm, make sure I still get to my offense, not play too much defense, and get after it. But he's a really good wrestler, and I faced him multiple times, like I said. So I knew it was going to be a tough match, but it felt good.
Is there sometimes when you see a wrestler and you know you're going to get a good challenge, is there a sense of respect between wrestlers in that area?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Especially wrestling, it's just such a hard sport. So you know if they've gotten there, they've put some stuff into that, and especially that guy in particular, I've gone to the same club as him for a while, so I knew what he had done in the off season. He had put in work, and I feel like he's a pretty good person, so I definitely a sense of respect there.
All right, so you're on your way to, Cambridge Fieldhouse, and that's what it's called now for the state finals, and of course, it's a two-day affair. You got to do good on Friday if you want to wrestle on Saturday, and what was that like? Were you nervous, or did you feel confident going into Saturday or going into Friday?
I think I was a little nervous, but definitely a lot of confidence, especially coming from that semi-state week, doing what I needed to do. That helped me feel confident going into that week. Obviously, there's going to be a little nerves first time being there, but in general, I think I stayed pretty confident, just focus on the wrestling, not focus on the new place, the new weigh-ins, mm-hmm. all the different things. Just try to focus on the things that are the same.
And how was it having teammates along with you?
Oh, it was great. Like we could all just like rely on each other, have fun, crack a few jokes, just to make sure like we're staying calm before the matches. I don't think it would be nearly as fun if I was alone. Mm-hmm. So like that made it so much better and just helped kind of stay calm, stay confident, and ready to do what you need to do.
Well, tell me about your day on Saturday.
That Saturday started off pretty well. Like, I felt really good that second match. Then, obviously, pretty big disappointment for me. Like, I knew he was a really good wrestler, but didn't do what I needed to do.
But that was Orlando Cruz?
Yeah, in the semis. But I did feel good finishing it, coming back after that match and getting third. So, overall, that night, I was pretty disappointed, but looking back at it, I felt like a pretty good day.
All things considered, not many guys get to finish their day at state with a win, and you're able to do that. How much of a challenge was that to win the third place?
It was definitely a challenge, just like after losing that semifinal match, just getting your head right. Like, I don't know, it's hard. Like, you want to just keep thinking about that same match, but mm-hmm. getting you refocused, back on that next match, be like, okay, I'm not worried about this one anymore. I can go focus on that in the off season and get ready. But right now, I just got to focus on that 3-4 match. So that was pretty difficult. But there's a little bit of time in between those matches, mm-hmm. which helped me to mm-hmm. calm back down, relax, then get ready for that next match. Yeah. So that was pretty good.
Tell me a little bit more about Orlando Cruz, that was the eventual state champ.
He's a really good wrestler. I think the main thing is he's just super hard to score on. Yeah, you know, he was great all year, and I faced him earlier the year, didn't win that time. Like I said, he's just super hard to score, and he knows what, like, going to Purdue, he's a very good wrestler. So it was a tough challenge, but that's what I wanted.
So he will be graduating. He's senior, so that opens it up. So maybe stay at 182?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I think the weights might be changing a little bit, but okay. I'll be staying around the same weight for next year.
All right. So once you think back to this past season, what will you remember the most?
I think mostly I'll just remember this team because this, like I said earlier, this is probably the most fun season of sports I've had. Hmm. The past few years, I think I disappointed myself a little, but also this team was just a really fun team. The senior class was really fun, but also like the same junior class I've been with for 3 years, we're really close. So I think the main thing I'll remember is just how fun this season was. And this team was.
Once again, we've been spending some time talking Zionsville wrestling with a Zionsville junior, Luke Panola, 180-pound wrestler who finished third in the state at the 182 weight class, and we congratulate him on that and all the other great things he did throughout the season, being sectional, regional, and a semi-state champ. Luke, thanks again for your time.
Thank you for having me.
We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.